Chapter 1. His name was Jason Barnes, but to his friends at school and on the court, he was known as Snap. His friend Tyrese Rice had given him the nickname one time, and it stuck.
"You're like the basketball version of that Snapchat," Ty had said. "One of those pictures you take with your phone, and then it's there, but only for a few seconds, then it's gone."
He snapped his fingers.
"Gone."
Jason was all right with that. Sometimes he wanted to make himself disappear for real, from this part of Moreland, North Carolina, growing up this poor, growing up mad. The guys he balled with at the Jefferson Houses, or the Jeff, as they called it, were always telling him how mad he played, the edge he had to him, the way he'd get into it with somebody on the other team the first time they gave him a shove or tried to get away with something. It wasn't like he didn't have his reasons. The Jefferson Houses were part of public housing on the east side of Moreland. There had been just one building at first, between the train tracks and the river, but now there were four: Jefferson, Washington, Adams, Lincoln. Yet they were still known as the Jeff. And everybody on both sides of Moreland knew that the court there was where some of the best ball in town was played. Jason and his mom had lived at the Jeff until the landlord kicked them out for not paying the rent. They'd had no choice but to move to the Pines, a building even more run down than the Jeff, practically right on top of the railroad tracks. When the trains would come barreling past, the walls of Jason's apartment would shake so bad it felt like an earthquake. He was just waiting for the day the entire building would collapse. That's why he kept his basketball trophies in a drawer in his bedroom. He was sure that if he put them on top of his wobbly desk, they would fall and shatter one of these days. Jason had been embarrassed to move to the Pines at the time. Now, he just wanted things back the way they were there. These days, Jason spent as much time as possible on the court at the Jeff. Most of the kids there were black, so Jason would have stood out anyway, with his pale skin, long hair, and the old floppy socks that bunched up at the top of sneakers he'd grown out of from last year to this. But that wasn't the real reason he stood out. It was the style and flash and snap he played with, the tricks he could do with the ball, and his all-around fakery. Ty once told Jason that he played blacker than any kid in the game, and faster.
"You ever notice,"
Ty had been saying on the court just this afternoon,
"how no one can ever stay in front of you? Like guarding something already happened."
"Gotta be fast to stay ahead," Jason said, looking at the high-rise buildings around them, the view always the same, wondering, like he did, if he'd have to wait until he finished high school to make his greatest move, getting out of the projects.
"Ahead of what?"
"You know what I mean. Ahead of everyone, everything." Ty had nodded like he understood, but he didn't, because even he didn't know Jason's secret. Jason loved Tyrese like a brother, but couldn't trust him, because even at 12, Jason had decided that the only person he could really trust was himself. So he did what he always did when he felt himself wanting to drop his guard a little, and turned the talk to basketball. Just the night before, the Wizards had beaten LeBron and the Cavs, John Wall and Bradley Beal combining for 65 points. There had been long stretches in the game when you thought neither one of them would ever miss again. "Ty," Jason said, "you think I got more John Wall in me or Beal?"
"Wall," said Tyrese, "a born point guard."
He faked a jump shot, his eyes following the imaginary ball as it swished through the net.
"Me? I'm Beal, lighting it up from the outside."
Jason just smiled and nodded.
"That'll be us someday," Ty said, "at Carolina or Duke. You passing, me shooting, cutting down the nets on the way to the Final Four."
"No doubt," Jason said, not wanting to tell his best friend that when he was old enough to play college basketball, his plan was to get as far away from North Carolina as possible. Nothing against the state. It seemed like everybody here loved basketball as much as he did. He just needed to get away from his life, from going to bed hungry, from keeping his hair long because he couldn't afford to go get it cut, from wearing sneakers that shamed him, because sneakers